Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Yard waste site reopens after 36-acre fire. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The city of Gillette's yard waste drop-off site has reopened after a fire that burned for several days and scorched an estimated 36 acres near the wastewater treatment facility on South Garner Lake Road. The fire, which began in a large pile of yard waste and tree trimmings, prompted repeated responses from the Campbell County Fire Department as crews worked to contain the blaze and extinguish hot spots buried deep within the debris. Officials said the fire continued to smolder for days, even after its forward progress had been stopped. As of yesterday, the drop-off site at 3101 South Garner Lake Road is once again open daily from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Residents can dispose of grass clippings, leaves, brush, and other yard waste free of charge. The city is also reminding residents that its optional curbside yard waste collection program is available for $9.60 per month during the April through November collection season. Materials collected through the program are transported to the same yard waste facility. Residents with larger trees, limbs, and bulk yard waste items are encouraged to haul them directly to the drop-off sites where disposal remains free. Gray campaign poll draws criticism over negative messaging. A campaign poll released by Wyoming Secretary of State and U.S. House candidate Chuck Gray is drawing criticism after screenshots surfaced showing voters were presented with sharply worded statements about Gray's opponents. According to Cowboy State Daily, the poll conducted by Fabrizio Lee and Associates showed Gray leading a crowded Republican primary field with 21% support. But after respondents were shown additional information about Gray and several opponents, Gray's support reportedly doubled, while support for rivals Steve Friess and Reed Raisner declined. Former Republican lawmaker Ember Oakley of Kemmer, who participated in the survey, provided screenshots to Cowboy State Daily showing statements she described as inflammatory and misleading. Oakley called the survey a push poll designed to influence voters rather than measure public opinion. Gray defended the poll, saying voters were first asked their preferences before receiving any additional information, and noted that such methods are common in campaign polling. Political veteran Rob Wallace questioned the significance of any poll conducted this early in the race, noting the Republican primary remains more than 2 months away and that a potential endorsement from President Donald Trump could dramatically reshape the contest. Cowboy State Daily also noted that 33% of the polled respondents said that they were strongly undecided. 10 Republicans are now competing for Wyoming's lone seat in the U.S. House ahead of the August 18th primary election. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.